Thanks for joining me today on another edition of Power Pearls Unplugged. Today, I want to talk about something a little bit different than I normally do. And usually, I talk about what's coming up on Facebook Live, and I decided that I wanted to focus on a particular topic. And that topic is the kind of knitting that doesn't take a lot of attention. But then I was thinking about this a little bit more, and I thought it would be fun to dig into the concept of mindful versus mindless knitting and explore what this really means to us as knitters. So this is a concept that I'd like to open up today on Unplugged, and maybe talk a little bit about this on the Facebook Live video that I do later today. I always do them at 12 p.m. But I want these episodes to, just be the kind of recordings that you can go to again and again. So you don't have to go to Facebook. You don't have to watch my live video. So I want to make these valuable for you when you're listening to these every Friday afternoon or in the morning, because that's when I record them. So, but by the time you listen, maybe it is the afternoon. I don't know. But it's a free form Friday, and my goal is to dig deeper on certain topics that are a little bit more freeform. And I think that the idea of talking about mindful versus mindless knitting is a good one, because I think we'll see that this act of mindless knitting is actually the complete opposite of mindless or being mindless. And in fact, it is very mindful. And a contemplative form, a free form, it's actually a free form aspect of knitting as an art form, which I'd like us to explore together today in this episode. So do you think you can let go of the pattern? And I'm doing air quotes right now. So the pattern, does the thought of not having a roadmap for your knitting make you fearful of the unknown? If so, then I think you really need this episode today. I really like the idea of just digging into something, just focusing on my needles, focusing on the yarn, and not worrying about what a pattern says. Because, the truth is we're never really mindless when it comes to our knitting, but rather we are fully and completely engaged, as we all know this as knitters. And when we refer to this mindless state, we often refer to stitch patterns that are not fussy or complicated, that it's good couch knitting, right? I mean, that's what I'm always looking for on the weekends. And this mindfulness way of knitting is the best feel-good way to knit, in my opinion. And when I do this, I don't get caught up in stitch patterns, but instead I let myself be almost freeform. And, in a way, you might think, okay, this is being mindless, a little bit okay, I don't have to think too hard. Well, that's the beauty of it, because in a way you're very present. You're very present with your knitting. And so I think that is something that is a really important aspect to explore, because then you're aware of the tactile feeling of the yarn, the way the needles feel in your hand. And you notice those little things. You notice little things like the sound of our needles clicking, and then marveling at our work that we make after knitting just a few rows, which I love to do. Every time I knit a row, I love to just look at the stitches that I created. Do you do that too? I don't know if you do, but maybe I'm just weird. I think we all do. I don't think I'm that weird when it comes to knitting. And the thing that I think I love the most about that is that I just created something with my hands that just a few minutes before wasn't even there. And that's what I marvel at. That's what I find fascinating. So what could be more amazing than that? So that's what I want you to be thinking about today. And that's what I want to explore when I do jump on Facebook later today. Or it's just something that if you are not planning on taking this a step further and joining me for the live video, because that's part of why I like to jump on here and let you know what's happening later on. But if you're not going to, that's fine too. I want you to paint your world with yarn and needles today. That's what I want you to do. And I want you to do it all weekend long. And I don't want you to worry about a pattern. I want you to feel uninhibited. And I want you to explore yarn and really pay attention to all the little nuances, all those small little things that you don't get to pay attention to when you're focusing on a stitch pattern, you know? You know, I mean, patterns are wonderful because they help teach us. They help us expand our knowledge of knitting. They provide us with new techniques that maybe we haven't explored, you know? But once you have, you know, stitch patterns and techniques in your arsenal of knitting, you know, your knitting toolbox, then you can feel confident and just pick up your needles. And, you know, maybe you just randomly pick up whatever needles you see. I mean, I'm looking right now myself. I'm looking at one of my many yarn bouquets that I keep around my house. And I think, well, wouldn't it be cool to just pick up a set and not even think about the set? Just, okay, these look good, and start knitting. And then pick a yarn. Maybe it's fingering weight, but I picked up a size 10 needle. So what? It might be cool to see what happens. You know, what emerges from the needle? And then maybe you jump down to a size 3, you know, or even a size 1, or even get even more daring and jump down to a size 0. I actually have 000s in my toolbox, if you can imagine that. So give those things a try and see what happens. See what happens. Surprises like that are the biggest teachers when it comes to our knitting lives. So be open to that too. Not just the teachers that the patterns provide to us, you know, the teachings, but allow your yarn, allow the needles to be the teacher and pay attention to what they're saying while you are knitting and letting things flow through those needles, through the yarn, so that you can be a conduit and accept whatever comes your way. So with that little philosophical rant, I will leave you, and I'll see you next time, and see you later on Facebook too. This was another edition of Power Pearls Freeform Friday, and to listen to more of these episodes, go to powerpearlspodcast.com and search Power Pearls Unplugged. And every Friday, you can catch me on Facebook for my live video series on the Power Pearls Facebook page. Hope to see you there.